This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 2nd, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's estimated that more than 8,000 buildings, homes, apartments, churches, and businesses were destroyed or severely damaged by the F5 tornado in Joplin late last month. Included in that destruction, of course, was St. John's Medical Center, a Sisters of Mercy hospital. Yesterday, more than three dozen leaders and workers from the Northwest Arkansas Mercy Medical community traveled to Joplin. And with me on the phone is Scott Street, the president and CEO of Mercy Medical Center in Rogers. Mr. Street, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
First of all, how are your colleagues in Joplin coping?
You know, I'd have to say, given the circumstances, extremely well, doing a great job and bouncing back with 2,800 in total, 2,800 coworkers in the Joplin area, Mercy coworkers. Lots of questions about how to reengage and get back to work. And so we did have an opportunity not only to serve in serving food, hot dogs and hamburgers and just lots of other things that have been donated to that area that was hit the hardest, but also spending time in our central headquarters that's on the east side of town that are working with the coworkers and getting them back to work. So it's a tremendous focused effort by our ministry office and then the local administration team there. They're just doing a great job.
Of course, any business that goes through a natural disaster and has an interruption of service wants to get back as quickly as possible. With a hospital, there's just precious little time, really, to be dormant.
That's exactly right. And we have, as a ministry, moved very quickly up there to put in a interim facility that is mainly an ER and an area for a few patients to reside, and then obviously shipping out to other hospitals is what's being done. That'll be done for the next 30 to 60 and potentially 90 days, and then a stronger structure will be put in place there, and the capacity could be up to 60 beds, inpatient facility, again with an ER and some other components that could last a number of months before a new facility is built. And the decision has been made to relocate and to put a brand new facility in place, which could take at least a couple of years.
There were about 40 of you who made the caravan trip north yesterday?
Yes. 40 coworkers from Northwest Arkansas. And I just appreciate their time and effort, and I think it was beneficial for us all to be up there to serve.
What did you do during the day yesterday, and what did you see?
You know, it's what we've seen on television and in the paper. The devastation is just—it's just unbelievable. The path of the tornado, you know, pretty much started right there, just west of the hospital, and moved east. And it just took everything in its path. But was able to visit with a lot of individuals that lost their homes. But I'll tell you, so many things have worked well on a positive standpoint. The insurance for most of the individuals is moving quickly, and the payment for what was destroyed, and then them being able to find another home. And we heard far more positive about things like that than the negative.
There, of course, are Sisters of Mercy hospitals in Springfield and St. Louis, Northwest Arkansas, Oklahoma City even. Are there things that can be done at other regional hospitals that help out your colleagues in Joplin?
I think a continued primary focus with the Red Cross. They're the point organization for the work that's going on there. They've got plenty of help to date. It's just going to be weeks after, you know, when the initial assistance and help pulls back, as we're starting to see now. I think efforts like we're doing and did yesterday, we're continuing to look at other dates that we'll be up there serving meals for a lot of the work teams and community members that are in temporary homes that need places to eat and so forth. So I see that as a big need.
Is there anything that you as a CEO can learn from this?
You know, it's interesting. We've been in meetings almost daily here in the last few days talking about the what ifs. What if that were to happen here? And we have a disaster drill, a Northwest Arkansas disaster drill coming up soon with a similar scenario. And so I think there are all kinds of things to learn, and we're meeting as a ministry about that currently. So over the next few months, absolutely, we will learn from this unfortunate event.
And many people in Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley still concerned how they can help. This is going to be a long-term rebuilding process throughout the city of Joplin. What advice would you have for people who want to help?
I would say work with the local, you know, other towns in the communities around Northwest Arkansas. There are different points. Like for us here in Rogers, we the hospital, Mercy Health System Northwest Arkansas, are a designation for contact to ask. We have about five or six areas of or ways that we are pointing people in to help. We're a majority of those. We've created a long list of individuals in the community and our coworkers that want to go up again with us next week and the next week and the next week. Food donation and other things can be rerouted through us. So we'd be happy to be a point person here in Rogers. And then Red Cross, again, is the main contact in other communities.
Scott Street is the CEO of Mercy Medical Center in Rogers, President and CEO of Mercy Medical Center in Rogers, traveled with a caravan of members of the Mercy Health System Northwest Arkansas Community of Joplin yesterday. Scott Street, thank you for your time.
Thank you.